John Burkle is the president of the National Turkey Federation.
Hey there, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for joining us.
You bet, no problem.
Are you too young to have ever heard of Andy Kaufman?
I was just sitting listening to that. I've seen that Elvis impersonation. It's incredibly funny.
Isn't that great?
He is really good.
He is so good.
I remember that well. It was funny.
Indeed. Well, John, thank you for joining us. And so you're a turkey farmer in Badger?
Yeah, I'm in Badger. I've been here since about 1990. I think we came back. I actually went to North Dakota State for a few years and then came back to farm here.
Tell people where Badger is.
Badger's up almost as far north as you can get, up by Roseau, Minnesota, close to the border here.
So you don't have any hockey players from Badger, do you?
We're not quite big enough to have a hockey program, but no. K through 12, the kindergarten through 12 in Badger School is about 250 students total.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I imagine they skate up there, though.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they skate a little.
So, John, your turkeys are going to the White House. How did this happen?
Well, it's kind of the tradition that the chairman of the NTF, the National Turkey Federation chairman, grows the birds for the White House ceremony and presents them. So it's just kind of the way it works. Next year, the birds will probably come from Ohio, and the following year from California as the chairs of the executive committee of the National Turkey Federation turnover. So this year happened to be my year. I've kind of known for 2 years, roughly, that this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
At least I thought it was. So we've been kind of preparing, since then. But it's just kind of one of the duties that the chairman has.
So how do you choose the turkeys that are going to go?
Kind of, we started a normal size tom flock. We started 8,000 tom turkeys, pulled back on July 8th. With the idea that we'd pull 80, we took one box, they come in 80 to a box. So we took 80 out of that flock and set them aside and grew them separately. And then we pulled out about 20 of those at 6 weeks old. I think they were roughly 6 weeks old when we separated 20.
Mm-hmm.
And moved them up to my house. And we've actually been growing those 20 in my backyard since August.
No, since August.
Yeah.
So how do you treat them differently?
Well, tried to socialize them a little more. I was working with 20 for a while, and it got to be, once they got older, it just got harder and harder to actually work with all of them. And you could kind of tell the ones that socialize better. So we've been mm-hmm. playing some background music and just any kind of noise. My daughter plays volleyball, so we leave a volleyball game on at night when we head for the volleyball games or whatever it took to try and socialize them so they get used to extra noise and extra light, flash bulbs from cameras. Just more handling, period. So kind of the way it's worked.
Do you play with them or get close to them? Or
Yeah. And actually, what we've been doing the last month here now is actually doing more tabletop type things. So
mm-hmm.
when we get to the actual ceremony itself, the turkey has to be picked up and set up on the table.
Oh, my.
And presented to President Obama, and then he decides typically to pardon the bird.
Right.
So that's kind of the way we present the turkey, and it's up to him. So they need to be used to, the handling and the extra travel and whatnot to get them.
And you have two of them, right? In case one acts up or something.
We'll bring two out. Yeah, mm-hmm. two will make the trip out next. It'll be actually a week from Sunday.
Okay. And what kind of music are you playing for them? What do they like?
Well, I kind of play what I usually listen to. The kids had some rap out there. I'm just not a rap guy.
Yeah.
But a lot of Vivaldi, Four Seasons, and a lot of John Mayer. That's
oh, really?
Kind of what we've been working with mostly. And then I'll just leave the radio on and they'll listen to whatever. But
yeah.
Just voices and noise and the hustle and bustle of anything that, somehow assimilates them to the city.
And you think they're ready?
I don't know. I think they're ready. I know one for sure is ready. I've got two that I think I've already got picked out. I've got six left here out of the 20. We've kind of whittled it down to six. And I've been working with them. And I really am pretty sure about the two that are probably going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're there. And the one for sure really just seems to be has the most presence on a table.
Now, I understand that they go to the George Washington estate to live out their life, but I think I read somewhere where a couple of the presidents actually ate theirs.
Yes, they did. That's true. And we've got quite a history with that. It goes back to Truman, really. And actually, if you go back far enough, there's some stories talking about Lincoln's son. I can't remember his name, Tad. What was his son's name?
Mm-hmm.
His youngest.
Tad.
Asked Lincoln to pardon their turkey.
And, really?
But really, the formal National Turkey Federation pardoning ceremony goes back to Truman in 1947.
Oh, very good. Well, it's so great to be a part of history.
Jack Sunday, I'm Sandy's partner here in this little radio extravaganza. Just a couple of questions for you. Did you teach any, are you teaching any of them a trick, like a counting trick? So they
like they stomp?
Yeah.
I wish I could.
And
if I could get him to stand still on a table, I'll feel pretty good about myself.
No kidding. What is the snood? Isn't that that big red thing that hangs?
Hangs off their nose,
What is that in the biological scheme of things?
You know, really, it's just kind of one of, and it's funny because there's all these names. That fleshy growth just comes out over the beak, and it's really just a sign of maturity, really.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's kind of, I mean, really, it's a Tom thing. The male of the species, of course, is trying to attract the female, and I'm not going to go any farther than that.
The bigger the snood, the...
you can say it, okay. I'm not going to.
And then, and just one other thing, did you know that Butterball, for the first time, will allow men to answer their Butterball hotline, telephone hotline?
I saw on Twitter that they were looking for some male voices on their hotline. That's right.
Yeah, I'm amazed that it took this long. I think there's probably as many great male cooks as there are female.
Oh, you're just talking about your household.
That's true. Well, it's so good to meet you, John. Thank you so much. And how much fun is this? Maybe we can talk about the experience when it's over.
Oh, by the way, have you named the turkeys? Do you do that?
Get on Facebook, minnesotaturkey.com. The naming process is going on as we speak. There's 10 pairs of names now.
Oh, really? All right. Very good. On Facebook.
Yeah.
MinnesotaTurkey.com.
Right.
John Burkle is the president of the National Turkey Federation. John, thank you and good luck.